Birthday Surprise by Cecilia Rosdale. Narrated by Christina May. I can still feel his caresses, the stubble against my chin. I check with two fingers if I'm wet, realizing that I am. Even when he's absent, he manages to bring my desire to life. Today is his birthday, and I want to give him a surprise he'll remember for a long time. I make a sound recording of myself singing the Marilyn Monroe version of Happy Birthday. I sing it slowly and huskily, with long, drawn-out notes. Shortly after, I get a reply. A smiley and thank you, he writes. How about sending a picture? I take a selfie of my breasts and send it with a kissing lips emoji. He replies, wow, you're making me horny as hell. I'm on the train. I spread my labia with two fingers, take another picture and send it to him. My clit is red and swollen after I've been touching myself. I write, surprise. He replies instantly. I have no blood left in my head with all this visual stimulation. I reply with a heart emoji. Could you send one where you squeeze your breasts together? I turn to my side to make my breasts come together, take a picture, and send it to him. Let me know if you want anything in return. Two open shirt buttons, I reply. I sniff his t-shirt, which is lying on the bed, still smelling of him. When I get to the office, he replies. I snooze and stay under the covers while I squeeze my breasts and put one of the nipples in my mouth. I imagine his mouth and tongue playing with it. I'm working from home today, so I don't have to go anywhere. I take the opportunity to relax a bit, take my time, and enjoy my fantasy in peace and quiet. I hit the snooze button once more. Then I get a picture text. He's wearing a blue shirt and has opened the top buttons, revealing his hairy chest. He's so masculine and rugged, and the blue shirt suits him quite amazingly well. I'm glad I'm alone at the office. I'm hard as a rock, he writes. Show me. He sends a picture of his hard cock underneath the boxers. It looks massive on the screen, making me writhe with desire to feel him. Are you touching yourself? I ask. No, I'm saving it for you. Can't wait, I reply. I put my hair up and find the ingredients to make a birthday cake with pineapple, macaroons, and marzipan. Pineapple makes him taste nice when I'm giving him a blowjob, unlike certain other things such as asparagus. I like it to taste nice when I swallow. I make layers of pineapple cream and macaroons before sticking the cake in the fridge. Then I do a couple of stretches before I go into the bathroom and fill the bathtub. On its edge, there's a large clamshell with bath bombs. I put a couple of pink ones in the water. They smell like dog roses on a warm summer day, tickle my senses and make me feel good. I activate the playlist on my phone.